Yeah, Yeshkoach, Shmuel, we're up to the Mishnah of Shammai. You know, Shammai sometimes gets a little bit of a bad rap in the sense that, you know, he came right along with Hillel, and Hillel was the Nasi, and Shammai was the Av Beis, and we already spoke about how the same individuals that approached Hillel, and they got such a sagacious and patient answer, you know, Shammai was chasing them out, perhaps hitting them with a stick literally, perhaps figuratively, but he was known as a kapdan, as somebody who had a little bit of a short fuse. But you can't take anything away from Shammai. And the truth is that this Mishnah says that Shammai also understood the importance of human relations and sensitivity, but we will get there. Shammai Omer, Asei Toras Chakeva. There are a lot of different interpretations of this. Let me begin with the Rambam. The Rambam says, Asei Toras Chakeva means we all have a list of 30 things that have to get done tonight, especially Eitan right over here. He's going to go home, he's going to start hammering away at his list, 30 things he's got to do. So Shammai, according to the Rambam, says that put the Torah first, because what's happened is you'll get to one, you get to two, you'll get to three, 26, 27, 28, not so clear. So if you put Torah at the back of the line, you may not get there. But Torah at the front of the line, you'll definitely do the Torah, and then if you peter out by the time that you get around to whatever else it is that you need to do, that's okay, because you took care of the most important thing. Rashi has two different interpretations that Rav Lichtenstein, that's all I used to like to say, we're not mutually exclusive, even though it seems like they are. First interpretation is that a person should really be learning all the time. The second interpretation is you should make a fixed amount to learn every single day. Arba prakim ul chamisha. So I think that the idea was that when a person does something in a very regular way, let's say a person exercises half hour a day. So what a person is showing is that this is very important to me. I may not be able to do this all day. I got to go to work. I got to pay my taxes. You know, I got to do the recycling, got to wash the dishes, all these kinds of things, got to make dinner, right? But if I do it at the same time, every single day, what am I showing? It's a real priority to me. So it could be that the idea in Rashi is very much along the same lines. A person who's going to make it, you know, we learn every single day between Mincha and Maariv, that's our priority. And we're showing that, you know, yeah, we can't do this all day. We all have busy lives and we have to balance the supporting a family, etc., whatever it is that we're busy with. But we're demonstrating our commitment to the enterprise. Okay, so that is an important idea. The Bar Tanura has a third idea that's really worth mentioning, and he bases off of a pasuk in Ezra, which is that a person should be consistent in their halachic practice. Asei toras lakeva. Keva means fixed. So what the Bar Tanura says is, look, you know, if you're going to do something yourself, that should be what you expect of others. And if you're not going to do something yourself, you shouldn't expect it of others. So there's an idea here that a person has to be internally consistent in terms of the way that they practice. And more ma'ad va'say harbe, say little and do much. Remember once teaching this Mishnah already many years ago, going back 8 or 9 years, and somebody who was a very famous analyst on Wall Street happened to be in this year. So he told me that this is actually a catchphrase on Wall Street. I was like shocked. They said, wow, Shammai made it to Wall Street. He said they didn't give proper attribution, but this is called under promise, over deliver. Okay? This is an expression. So, emor ma'at, say very little, va'asei harbe. So Shammai bases this on Avram Avinu, according to many of the commentaries here, because Avram, when the guests came, he says, ve'kaf aslechem. Right, I'm going to take a little bit of bread. And what did Avram brought out? He brought out a three-course meal. There was meat. There was chema v'chalav uben abakar asher asa. So he under-promised. He over-delivered. Rabbeinu Yonah points out that it's actually Hashem that we learned this from. Because what does Hashem say? You remember the story that when the Egyptians were oppressing the Jews, God foretells it to Avram in the 15th chapter of Bereishis, and Hashem says to Avram, "V'gam es hagoy asher yavodu, the nation that enslaves you, dan anochi, I will judge." Two letters. And of course, the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, God does a lot more than dan, right? God was, underselling himself a little bit. He didn't say all the things that he was going to do. Okay, and third leg of the triad, and this is the part I think people miss out on a little bit about Shammai, because they're always comparing him to Hillel, but he says, "Havi mekabel kol ha'adam b'sever panim yafo." So it's so important to greet people, you know, with a pleasant face. And we all go through our ups and downs. We all have our challenges. We all have our stress, especially Eitan. It's tough. Fifth grade is one of the harder ones. Sometimes it's really hard. It's hard to, you know, manage it all. But Havi mekabel kol ha'adam b'sever panim yafo is try to keep it inside as best as you can, so as to be able to, you don't know what the other person is going through. You know, you might be going through what you think is a big deal, and all of a sudden, you know, who knows? They lost their job today, their home exploded, and, you know, whatever else could possibly happen. So we always think that our tsuris are the biggest tsuris in the world. it's probably not the case. It can't be the case for everybody. And I think it's a very important idea. And it's especially important that it was Shammai that said it, because everybody thinks, Shammai, he's just, so tough that, they don't appreciate maybe this side of him as much. And this side is really an important part of the story. So he's not only Asei Taras Chakeva, he's also Hevi Mekabel, called him Sefer Panim Yafos, conclude with a note that in the third chapter of Avos, Rabbi Shmuel says even more, Hevi Mekabel is Kol Adam Besimcha, that you should go even beyond just a smile, and you should be even more, joyous. So I would say it depends on the personality. Some people are probably a little bit more comfortable with Besefer Panim Yafos. A smile is a good bar for them. Other people could be Besimcha, and that's good for them too. But the important thing is to try as much as possible to walk into a room and be positive instead of walking into a room and, bringing a cloud of doom. Rabbi Chanan, Mekadosh Shem Ratzur Kadosh Baruch Hu Zachos, Tzrela Fika, Achim Ratzur Mitzvah, Shenemar, Adonai Chavei Tzaman Tzidko, Yagdil Teravi Adir, Kadosh Terabanan.